7:15 now, according to the talk and text line here, a lot of people loving Monty Python. I just don't get it for whatever reason. Dr. Corey Hebert joins us, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. How you doing, Dr. Corey?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Monty Python makes you laugh or not? Are you a big fan?
It makes me chuckle.
Okay.
Chuckling is okay.
Chuckling's fine. Okay, sure, absolutely. But you're saying not a full-blown guffaw.
No.
Not a guffaw.
And I like goofy humor, so yeah. You know, it's just not my cup of tea.
But a chuckle.
I will chuckle. It's goofy.
I think I think that's a good way to put it. Maybe that's the way I feel about it. I'll chuckle, but I won't guffaw.
There you go.
All right.
I won't slap my knee, that's for sure.
Oh,
I might
certainly
slap
no knee slapper. No, absolutely.
Yeah, but I might slap the body, but not my knee. That's
so no
sure.
Knee slapper. And let's talk about vaping, because a lot of people think. Have you tied the knot yet, by the way, or not?
I have not, but very soon.
Okay.
Very soon.
And I'll try to make this quick, because I know you probably, just hit your drive and you're waiting to hit your 7-iron. The group behind you is waiting. So let's talk about... Let's talk about vaping, and seriously, though, about what do we know now that we didn't know when these things first came out?
Yeah, well, I just want people to recognize that anytime you incinerate something and it goes into your lungs, it's bad. Mm. It doesn't matter if you're burning leaves, it doesn't matter if you're burning tobacco, it doesn't matter if you're burning marijuana. It is bad for your lungs, right? But this vaping thing adds a new little piece to it, because when you vape, it's an electric coil that's in the chamber of this vape. So it ignites the electric coil, which also has these heavy metals in them, right? So when you inhale that, you inhale whatever you're inhaling in the vape, which is either some type of nicotine, some type of marijuana, or whatever, which is not regulated by the FDA in any way. So it could also have fentanyl or any other chemical that can kill you, or drug that can kill you, but it also has all of these heavy metals, and we've seen that, the nickel, the chromium, the cadmium, the lead, all these things are going into your lungs, and that's a bad thing, but they're also going into your bloodstream, and they can be toxic to you, neurotoxic, as well as carcinogenic and causing cancer. So, just for full transparency, we are seeing a slight decrease in the vaping among teens. Mm-hmm. It was a huge decrease in the last 2 years, but now we've seen that start to pick up a little bit. And we think some of the reasons that we're seeing that is because we have a lot of the flavored vapes now. So they have all these flavors like strawberry and grape and that kind of thing. So it's kind of enticing the children. But we're also seeing the fact that these vapes are coming in so many different types of forms. So the parents may be out there right now and they bought their child a highlighter for school or a phone case or some type of backpack, and that is the vape. The vape is being disguised in that. So you're buying the children's device. And then, it's a big deal. Yeah, these companies in China are disguising the vapes in everyday children's things, though, like a pencil case or an iPhone holder, anything, and so
really?
We're seeing a little bit of it's a big deal. It's a big deal. I did a story on that just this week on WWL TV, because parents are being hoodwinked into thinking that they're buying something for their child and it actually is a vape. So the ability for children to escape, because they're using either nicotine, at the nicotine that you have in a vape is sometimes one pack is equal to the amount of nicotine in 35 packs of cigarettes. So either they're going to get that or they're going to get the marijuana vape. And like I said, none of these things are regulated and they can cause a problem. And I've seen more than one 12-year-old or 11-year-old that's vaping every day at school. And it's a real problem in our New Orleans and Metairie schools.
Well, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back talking to Dr. Corey Hebert, who is, of course, the Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, also WWL-TV's medical, what would you say, doctor correspondent? What do you call yourself?
I'm a correspondent. They call me the medical correspondent. Whatever works.
All right, we're talking about vaping, and that's interesting. You can go to WWLTV.com and find the story about how they're hiding vapes in highlighters and pencil cases and iPhone holders, things like that, where you don't even know that your kid has it, and they could be vaping. We'll continue when we come back. 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 725 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Dr. Corey Hebert, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. And surprisingly, and I just watched the piece that you did on Channel 4. I tried, but I got a lot of stuff going on here, Dr. Corey. I saw most of it.
Sure.
Now they're hiding vapes and highlighters and pencil cases and iPhone holders, and people are saying, well, how are the kids getting them? And I guess the kids are going in and buying them, or somebody's buying them for the kids, and the parents don't know about it. Accurate?
That is correct. But, you know, when you are a parent and your kid said, look, I want this highlighter for school, and you go on Amazon and you buy it, you bought the vape.
I got you. So, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Let's talk about popcorn lung.
Yes. So popcorn lung is something that we're seeing. And I guarantee you that the law offices of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe are going to be suing. You're going to hear this in 5 years from now. I just showed my age. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see.
No, but what's interesting is we talked about Monty Python. You made a Three Stooges reference just now. That's interesting.
There you go. Now, they make me knee slap.
Me too. There you go. That's a guffaw. That's a full guffaw right there.
That's a guffaw. Well, you know, but I will say, you know, when you're looking at the 5-year term of people vaping, you're going to see a huge amount of popcorn lung. You're going to see a huge amount of toxins. Popcorn lung is something that you get from vaping. It's irreversible. It causes your lungs to actually, they call it popcorn lung, not because your lungs look like popcorn. They do that because of the chemical that is released from the vape causes the same thing that they used to get when they would have these folks at the factory that made popcorn. Mm-hmm. They inhale this type of chemical, and it causes them to have irreversible lung damage. So that's coming with the vaping, as well as just the concept of you're going to have some other illnesses, diseases, cancers, because people are vaping so much. And I would be remiss if I did not mention that vaping was going down because of these nicotine patches. Have you ever heard of a nicotine patch called Zen? Have you ever heard of this?
Not really, no.
Okay, so this is a big one. You can't go, and you're a golfer, and if you just pay attention when you're on the golf course, everyone out there has this little pack, and they put it in their mouth. It's like between their cheek and gum, like mm-hmm. you used to put like Skoal and those types of things, and it's a nicotine pouch.
Oh, yes. Now I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was.
And that has, yeah, but the children are putting 3 and 4 of these things in their mouths, getting their nicotine rush, and that also is a big problem. People are trying to they're trying to get rushes from things. They're trying to escape. They're trying to get these dopamine hits because these iPhones and cell phones, they are constantly giving you dopamine every time you see one of these little snippets, and it comes so quickly. So people are addicted to dopamine. So when you take nicotine or you take anything that's a stimulant like that, it's fulfilling that dopamine that you're getting from being on your phone all day. And you've got to get these phones away from these children. They cannot have open access to phones because they're going to get addicted to the dopamine in their brain, and they're going to be watching porn. They're going to be talking to pervs going to play Roblox because that's an open access. So all of these things, the vaping, all of this is a way for them to either escape from their harsh reality that they're not really prepared for what they need to do in life, or trying to get the dopamine that they need to cope with their dopamine addiction from their phones. And then this is being borne out in data at this point, and we'll be able to produce it and publish it in the next year or so. So it's just a bad situation.
Here's the thing. I would remind you, you're under oath, and I do have the right to recall you in the future to talk about Zen and nicotine and also about dopamine addiction. Doc, real quick, is there any way to tell if your kid is vaping?
You know, there's really no way to tell, except if you have to know your kid and you ask them, are you vaping?
Mm-hmm.
Really harsh. And then go through their stuff.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. And I hate to be this way. Oh, you know, you shouldn't invade your kid's privacy. Until you pay mortgage on my house, your child does not have privacy when it comes to me going through their stuff and seeing if they are doing something that's going to destroy them. I can't, you know, you have to go through their stuff. But there's no physical way for you to be able to know.
The only thing I would say, I'm no doctor, but the detective in me would say, instead of asking, are you vaping, I just casually say, So what's your favorite vape, or how often are you vaping? And see if they answer right.
Yes, that's a good trick. Yeah. That's a really good trick.
Well, it's a technique, Doc. It's not a trick. Thank you, Dr. Yes. Corey Hebert. Have a great weekend. Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.